The Democratic National Committee's winter meeting opens today. I spoke with the Republican National Committee Chairman Ed Gillespie before his meeting this summer. Now it's Terry McAuliffe's turn. The DNC chairman says he is pleased with how the 10 Democratic presidential candidates have performed so far and says the large number of candidates is good for the party.
Today we have 10 candidates doing 10 events somewhere in the United States of America, energizing folks, getting them excited about the issues. One of the 10 is going to emerge, I think emerge by March 10th.
Okay, but by March, won't Democrats have donor fatigue? They've been giving money to 10 candidates.
Well, after March 10th, then the DNC takes over. As you know, we're the only entity that can fund the nominee of the Democratic Party. And I got to tell you, the DNC, we're in the best shape we've ever been in the history of our party. I'm sitting on millions of dollars in the bank today, which is more than we've ever had before. We're debt-free for the first time in the history of our party. We'll never, Bob, have as much as they have. George Bush is going to have $250 million, $400 at the RNC.
That's where I was going. You might be in good shape. You're not in as good a shape as the president is.
No, we never will be. But I remind you, in the 2000 presidential campaign, Al Gore got outspent by $178 million. We did get 500,000 more votes. We'll have $250 million for our nominee. We will be able to communicate. They will always have more money. They got the best that special interest money can buy.
Isn't it difficult for anyone in the PAC to define his or herself at the moment?
Well, you know, we're getting a great message out there. I remind you that, you know, Bill Clinton didn't even get in the race, as you know, till October 4th of 1991.
Well, maybe that will happen again, that a Clinton gets in October.
I can unequivocally assure you that Hillary Clinton is not running. As she said the other day, I've said it in 148 different times. I will start saying it in different languages. A lot of this, Bob, you got to understand, the Republicans push us. This is great for their direct mail fundraising. Hillary Clinton is running for president, gets all the right-wingers all excited, and they start. They're trying to get us off where we are. We have 10 candidates. We're done at 10 candidates.
If the candidates are running against George Bush, won't you emerge with a candidate that's too liberal to win in November?
I don't think we know who's going to emerge. This election, Bob, is going to come down to the economy. It's going to come down to jobs, health care, education. Those are the issues. So I don't want people to be caught up in labels. What they want our candidates to talk about is, what are you going to do for them to get this economy going? George Bush has been a miserable failure. 3.3 million people lost their jobs. 43 million Americans today have no health insurance at all. He inherited a record surplus, is now a record deficit. Now they're questioning, in addition to his domestic policies, his foreign affairs, his conduct of Iraq. Why didn't we have a plan for after major combat operations?
Yeah, but they'll still come back at you and say, aren't you better off without Saddam Hussein?
And sure, I believe we are better off without Saddam Hussein, but the issue is, how do you do it? How do you conduct our foreign affairs?
Do you think it'll be close?
It's going to be very close. I think our country is split. I think there's about 35% Democrats in America, 35% Republicans, and then about 30% swing voters. And those swing voters, as you know, by 90% will not make up their mind who they're going to vote for till after Labor Day 2004. So we have got to understand, I have no illusions how tough this is going to be. But people are really excited. I know that one thing is going to unify our party, that's George Bush. I mean, Democrats didn't like Ronald Reagan, but let me tell you, there is a visceral dislike of this president and his policies.
Yeah, well, they elected Ronald Reagan two times.
Well, we're going to make sure that we're going to beat George Bush just like we beat his father.
Terry McAuliffe, chairman of the Democratic National Committee. I interviewed Republican National Committee Chairman Ed Gillespie earlier in the summer. Both interviews are at npr.org.